On this archive edition, we're celebrating National Poetry Month. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has written extensively about the American poet Elizabeth Bishop, who died in 1979. He's co-editor of a forthcoming volume of her collected poetry and prose. This is the story of how he got to know her and how he happened to have the only copy of one of her poems.
I first got to know Elizabeth Bishop when she moved to Cambridge in the early 1970s after living in Brazil for nearly 20 years. I admired her small output of poems, and I was thrilled to meet her. But she was very shy about discussing her work, and I didn't think I had anything else to talk to her about. Eventually, the barriers began to come down. I was floored by the new poem she was writing, and it got to be easier to tell her that. We got to be friends under circumstances unfortunate for her, but lucky for me. She'd had an accident during Christmas vacation. Her friends were away, but she remembered my complaining that I'd be stuck in town. For a week, I spent every day with her at the hospital, stopping off at her apartment to pick up her mail and any other odds and ends she requested. Suddenly, we found it easier to talk about movies and records. She loved Mozart and Billie Holiday, and some more personal things. I even got to see a new poem she was working on, called Breakfast Song. It was a short love poem, but more than that, it was a poem about facing her own mortality, or her reluctance to face her mortality. I thought it was amazing, and courageously open about her feelings of love and fear of death. I wanted to read it over and over. And when she was out of the room for some medical procedure, I copied the poem without telling her. I think maybe I was also worried that it was a poem she might decide was too personal to publish, that she might even destroy it. She never published it during her lifetime. After she died, I hoped that someone would find it among her papers. But although numerous unfinished or unpublished poems have come to light since her death, Breakfast Song was not one of them. A couple of years ago, when I heard that her publishers, Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, were planning to publish a volume of her uncollected poems, I thought it was time to confess my guilty secret. I still feel slightly queasy about what I had done, but I couldn't bear not being able to read this poem. Breakfast Song. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue. I kiss your funny face, your coffee-flavored mouth. Last night I slept with you. Today I love you so, how can I bear to go as soon I must, I know, to bed with ugly death in that cold, filthy place, to sleep there without you, without the easy breath and night-long, limb-long warmth I've grown accustomed to. Nobody wants to die. Tell me it is a lie. But no, I know it's true. It's just the common case. There's nothing one can do. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue, early and instant blue.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches English at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. One of Bishop's favorite singers, mine too, was born 85 years ago today, Billie Holiday. Here's her 1936 recording of These Foolish Things with Teddy Wilson at the piano. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick. Traces, an airline ticket to romantic places.